This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour with Allison and Alex. I'm Allison Hayslip.
And I'm Alex Albrecht. Hey, we are going to sip some booze and spit some news.
For 30-ish minutes.
For 30-ish minutes.
Yeah.
We're not really going to do that because because...
We're still technically. We have recorded this episode a week early, so we're still technically in our sober month.
We're physically in our sober month.
Yes.
Yeah.
We are spiritually fucked up right now.
Yeah. Spiritual gangsters.
Speaking of spiritually fucked up.
Oh.
Hey.
I heard.
Here is your new friend Tom Super Volcano Krasky.
Hi, Tom.
Caffeinated up now because I can't have booze. I'm going the exact opposite of booze.
Yeah. How was that?
Coffee.
Extreme coffee. It's good.
Extreme coffee.
Good coffee. Thanks, Alex. Alex made me this.
No problem. Yeah. I make coffee
by turning the machine on.
You are.
I turned him. I pressed one button.
One button.
More than I would have done.
The coffee button.
You are a good friend, Alex Albrecht.
If you come to my house, you can have coffee.
You can. Nothing else.
Anytime. Anytime, anywhere. So it's been very interesting because I have actually, though we have been sober for now 28 days.
Yes.
Yeah, Chapur is right. It's really funny. So I think last year I probably told you guys about the fact that the first weekend my wife wanted to give up.
Yes.
The first weekend.
Yeah.
She was going to this gig. Thankfully, I was going to the gig, too.
And you were like, you can have a drink if you want, but I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, and if you want to not succeed in this thing that we just said that we would do,
yeah,
go for it.
Right.
I'm going to succeed.
Yeah.
But the crazy thing was, this time, it was the third weekend.
Oh.
It was last weekend that I had to talk her down off the cliff.
Yeah.
Because the first week, she was like, this is easy. Second week, she was like, this is stupid. And then the third weekend, she literally texted me and was like, she was like, if I leave you, you won't judge me for drinking.
Oh my gosh.
No, she was like, we think 23 days is awesome. We did it. 23 days.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's not how it works.
No.
And she was like, no, but we went 23 days. Isn't that great? Isn't that, isn't that enough? And I
mean,
go,
it is great.
It's great.
But it's not enough.
And it's not what we'd set out to do. So I was like, you can not succeed in what we were doing. She was like, why does it have to be so black and white? And I was like, because otherwise, we're not doing anything.
Wasn't that her idea?
Totally.
Yeah.
I never want to do these.
When she says we think 23 days is great, was someone
her
else doing
Leah,
this with us?
Yeah, yeah, her and Leah, her friend Leah. And that's the problem is she's like, I'm going to rehearse with Leah. And then she goes over there, and like an hour after they're there, they were like, hey, we're just thinking 23 days, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's a solid thing that we did. And I was like, that's not how it works, honey.
So how are you feeling?
I feel good.
That was a really high temper, which makes me feel like that wasn't the word that wanted to come out of your mouth.
So the first week, you just fucking sweat at night. It's weird. You don't feel good. You feel off. Like, it's
funny.
I only
sweat at night when I'm drinking.
Me usually too, but I think it's because you're sweating out the alcohol. So when you stop drinking, they're like, oh, I guess we should get rid of all this shit because we're not getting more in.
I have been sweating more at night now that I think about it.
Yeah.
That's weird.
And so so that first week was a lot of sweating, but also, so gross. But also, I realized, like, I go to bed pretty buzzed almost every night.
Yeah.
When I'm.
Is
not...
it to block out the voices in your head?
Yeah. Allison and me.
They're all like,
yeah. Hey, Alex. Like, what are you doing?
Hey, Alex. It's Allison. And I'm like, why is she in my head? but it's crazy because the first week it was really hard for me to go to sleep because I would just sit in bed, stone cold sober.
Yeah.
And like,
regret everything you've ever done with your life.
So then the other thing was, I've just been eating like a fucking pig.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask about, because you also wanted to, like, that's why you got Soylent and you were going to sort of
Soylent's
change your
been
eating
great.
Happen. Okay.
The Soylent's been great. It's been a fucking lifesaver, man. Just to be able to be like, oh, I'll just grab one of these while I'm going out the door because I know I'm not going to be able to get lunch. It's like, yeah. Psh, boom. I got to go on Tuesday down to Blizzard for what they call
BlizzCon
boot camp. So basically they tell me all the secrets, which is fucking awesome. As a fan of Blizzard, hosting BlizzCon has been the best. It's like the gift that keeps on giving, because like 2 weeks before BlizzCon, they just go, here's all the stuff we're going to say at BlizzCon. And I'm like, I get to see BlizzCon.
Can we get an exclusive on the half hour happy hour with Allison and Alex?
Damn it.
That's why I signed all the NDAs.
Damn it.
But so Soylent has been saving me. But you know, you just get to this thing where I think it's very clear that Heather and I are both pretty addicted to sugar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And usually we get that sugar through our alcohol.
Right.
And so we don't tend to like eat a lot of sugar. I mean, I always want to eat sugar because I just have a sweet tooth.
Yeah.
But like Heather is one of those people who's like, if you said potato chips or chocolate, she's potato chips.
Yeah,
all
you've
the
said
way.
This. You can't keep sweets in the house because you eat them.
Right. She'll have like a Twizzler, and then I will eat the rest of the bags of Twizzlers.
Yeah.
And like, to the point, it's pretty, I mean, like, there have been some moments, like I've had some Seinfeld moments where like I throw away a bag of M&Ms, and then I go watch some more TV, and an hour later I'm like, I don't think any of those M&Ms are touching anything weird in the trash.
Oh.
And I'll go back. So I actually now have
you
to like
throw away
dump
a bag with M&Ms in it.
Right. Yeah. And then it's like, no, now I have to dump the bag of M&Ms out into the garbage because otherwise I will figure out a way. If there's a will, there's a way, and I have the will to eat candy.
Oh, man.
So
that must have been really tough.
Yeah.
Find a will to eat candy.
It's pretty hard. So the short answer is I feel good, but I also feel like I didn't do everything that I wanted to do. Like, I was like, I was going to try to like exercise really well.
Write a novel.
You have to use your Peloton.
Write a novel. I haven't done any of that shit. But I haven't been drinking. What I was going to say was, I have ordered a lot of alcohol.
You told us that.
So we have like two cases of wine now.
You did tell us that.
Now that we know it's coming, Allison and I will be here to drink some of
that.
Yay! I like it. Actually, it's funny. We are, I guess I didn't talk about this on the last show, but Heather was like, she was like, I have something to pronounce. And I'm like, okay.
Pronounce?
And she goes,
to declare?
Yeah, she likes to use the word pronounce.
Or a proclamation. Yeah. You know?
Proclaim.
I'm going to proclaim something.
Pronounce is just, you know, how you say a word, right?
Maybe.
Don't tell
her. I don't know.
Don't tell Heather that.
Science.
She's very sensitive on that.
She's like, I want to buy an outdoor theater.
What?
Yeah.
And she's like, I want Wednesday when we go off reservation, she's like, I want to watch Young Frankenstein in the backyard and drink.
What do you mean Wednesday when we go off reservation?
Wednesday is the day.
Oh,
we're
when
done.
You start drinking again.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we bought this like inexpensive outdoor theater setup.
Got it.
And so literally Wednesday we're gonna like watch a Young Frankenstein in the backyard and just get blitzed.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I don't know what the fuck I'm doing Thursday morning, but it ain't gonna be pretty.
Yeah.
You're gonna be fixing your hangover with M&Ms probably.
Oh my gosh.
You'll still be eating the sugar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I
By
won't
the time
the
this episode airs, you will have already done that. So,
that's true.
You'll have to let us know.
I will.
Yeah.
The next time we get together, I'll be like, it was everything I thought it would be.
I fell asleep on the patio.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
Spider bites.
But what I wanted to say.
Well, fall asleep outside.
I know.
Alex is spider.
What
I wanted
say?
To say was, did you guys hear the news?
Oh.
So there's some Star Wars news that happened a couple weeks ago at this point. And this I think had happened a while back, but they're gonna pump the brakes on releasing Star Wars movies.
Yeah, because instead of once a year, they're realizing maybe we're oversaturated.
Yeah, I would also say that maybe they didn't read the press on, or not the press, but maybe they didn't like get the right thing out of that. Like, I've seen Solo now 4 times.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I gotta see it.
You haven't seen it yet?
No.
It's really good. Just forget that it's about Han Solo. Yeah, honestly, you're right. If you forget that it's about Han Solo, it's an amazing space. It's like Ocean's 11 in space.
Yeah.
With Star Wars universe, right?
Yeah.
And some of the people are like fucking amazing. Like all of the acting is amazing.
Yeah.
The story's great. You just have to forget because it's like when he says something and he's like, oh yeah, it's sort of like Harrison Ford, but not nearly as good as young Harrison Ford.
Right.
Because
of course.
Nobody is as good as young Harrison Ford.
Except for Tom.
Who, by the way, they totally missed opportunity.
If Harrison Ford looked like Popeye, I'd be pretty good young Harrison Ford.
Oh my gosh, that's actually like a really good description.
I love
of
Popeye.
You.
Harrison Seriously? Popeye. Yeah. I like that.
If,
thank you.
Like, if young Harrison Ford was a Popeye, it's
that's
Tom.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and that's not self-deprecating. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
But so anyway, but long story short, they're pumping the brakes on that. But then they just released the first pieces of information about the live action television show.
Oh, right.
That Jon Favreau is executive producing.
Yeah.
And it is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
It's called The Mandalorians.
Well, they released a photo.
Yeah.
But I was like, it looks. Are you looking at the photo?
Yeah.
That's what he's pointing
There's nothing exciting about that photo.
But it's Boba Fett.
No. Here's what's exciting about that photo. Ready?
It looks like a Mandalorian Disney-fied. Like, that's all I see in that photo.
Well, it's not Disney-fied.
I do agree with that.
Yes, it is.
It's a like, Mandalorian.
But it's like crisp and clean and like bright and poppy as opposed to like what Star Wars was.
Bright and poppy. I don't see the bright and
like
poppy.
Clean. You don't see him popping off of that shot?
His helmet is shiny.
Yeah.
But here's where I get super excited about.
Okay.
Prior to the Clone Wars clone troopers kind of having a little bit of a Mandalorian armor vibe.
Yeah.
Prior to that, we saw Boba Fett.
Right.
And Boba Fett armor was like
That's coolest.
Fucking great.
Yeah.
Then all of this backstory came out about Mandalore and the Mandalorians and the fact that they're this like bounty hunter warrior, like not even species, they're like a clan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not specifically an alien species, it's actually just like a clan of marauders that all wear this crazy Mandalorian armor, which is like the best fucking armor. And it's the coolest because it's Boba Fett armor.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
This will be the first time that in live action that we're seeing Mandalorian armor on a Mandalorian that isn't Boba or Jango.
Oh, right. I get
this
that.
This is interesting.
So now we're starting to see the actual story of the clan of Mandalore.
I understand that is exciting.
And it's a Western.
My point
it's literally
is that
a straight
this,
Western.
But my point is that this photo is bullshit. The people lost their minds over this photo. And I'm like,
no, but
you get fucking nothing from that photo.
No. I will tell you what you get from the photo. Because here's the thing. The photo is just a photo.
That's what I mean.
Whatever.
Like normally they release something where it's like, oh, you can kind of see that something's going to be like this and something's going to be. I'm like, it literally looks like Disney-fied Boba Fett. That's all it is.
Sure. But what you get from this is a Mandalorian that is not a Fett.
Okay.
For the most part. Like, pretty sure that's not Boba or Jango.
I know, but it looks basically like them.
Yeah, but that's because they wear Mandalorian armor.
Right,
so that's
my point.
Part of it.
It's like, oh, cool,
but
you're showing me something that looks like something I've already seen.
Yes, but that means you now see this as a Mandalorian character that you've never seen before in a space that looks like it could be Tatooine. I mean, kind of looks like maybe a hallway in Mos Eisley.
Maybe.
But all of that stuff just gets your brain going.
I'm just not a Star Wars guy.
I don't know.
It gets your brain going.
God, you guys.
I don't get into it. I love Star Wars.
Look, I love Star Wars too. I'm just saying I don't understand why people lost their minds over this photo.
Well, it's because
then it could have released something far cooler.
It wasn't the photo. It was the fact that there's a live action television series coming.
Yeah.
It was the fact that it is following the Mandalorians and not just Boba Fett and Jango.
This thing was like, first look at blah, blah, blah.
But that's everything.
This is the worst.
That's everything. Press is always like that.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'm stoked to see the show. I'm just saying, this picture was not worth the hype.
But I will tell you right now, I think Disney is the only company that could potentially rival Netflix in the Netflix space. Like CBS All Access. Dumb idea. I already pay for your fucking TV channel.
Yeah, but my buddy's on one of their new shows, and it's fantastic.
But it's great. I'm never going to watch it because fuck CBS, right? But Disney has so much amazing ripe IP that we don't get to see a lot of. Like the Disney
Especially now since they bought Fox.
Well, yeah. No shit. Yeah. But also, like, think about it. They go, okay, all of a sudden, every Disney animated movie you could just watch whenever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every Star Wars movie you could just watch whenever you want. Every Indiana Jones movie you can just watch whenever you want. Every Marvel movie you can just watch whenever you want. Every Pixar movie you can watch whenever you want. Every Disney live action movie you can just watch whenever you want. And that's the old fucking shit.
Yeah.
That's the old, that's just the shit you get to watch that you're like, oh, fun. And then they're like, now Tom Hiddleston's Loki is going to have a television series.
Yeah. I can't imagine what they paid Tom Hiddleston to do a TV series. I mean, that man's
probably
a movie star. Yeah.
Right, but they know exactly what they have to pay Tom Hiddleston to play Loki.
Yeah.
B, it's not a TV show.
Yeah,
right?
I guess it's a series. It's a limited series.
Yeah,
or
but
whatever.
It's Disney's Marvel show, right?
Like, yeah, you had...
And they just can't. The Netflix just canceled Iron Fist
yeah.
Which, by the way, they should have. No offense.
I never watched Iron Fist, but
was not that great. Yeah. Like, I love all of that concept, but it wasn't that great. But they're going to create Marvel shows.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So now all of a sudden you're going to get Marvel shows that aren't Daredevil and Punisher and all that stuff. I think those will probably stay for a little while at Netflix. But you're going to get new Marvel shows like the Loki show. What the fuck is that about?
The Loki show.
But I know. The way you say it, I'm like, he has his own late night TV show. That would actually be really cool.
Yeah. When I say Trickster, you say Loki Trickster.
I want that to so desperately to be the show now.
Yeah.
I don't care.
It's just a late night talk show with Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Scarlet Witch is, they're doing one with Scarlet Witch. And, you know, it's like all of a sudden, but then now they're going to have this Star Wars live action thing. It's like, it's not going to kill, because here's the thing. I'm going to have a Netflix subscription and I'm going to have a Disney subscription. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Did you see this news that Netflix is getting a lot of flack because they pay people too well? Yeah.
Dude.
It just came out this week. Well, 2 weeks ago by the time you hear this.
Yeah.
But they are paying the employees so well that people are leaving companies, and the rest of Hollywood is like, fuck you, Netflix.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
you're ruining what the standard is.
Yeah. Yes.
Which I'm fine with.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. But it's causing like havoc in the rest of Hollywood because people are losing all the quality people to Netflix.
I wouldn't call them quality people. I work with a lot of them. They get poached from other networks to go there. Actually, a lot of them are pretty good people.
No. The studios are losing their quality people because they're getting poached. I'm not saying the people poaching them are quality.
No, I know. I'm saying I work with some people who are not so quality people who
at Netflix.
But
they're
right.
Quality enough for Netflix to want to pay them more than what they're being paid.
But then I go back to the whole thing, which is like, Netflix, like, there's a dynamic shift that is happening in the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
A, I think it's been a long time coming. B, I think it's only good. Because honestly, one of the biggest sort of disappointments I've had with coming and working inside the entertainment industry is the entertainment industry does not reward quality.
Yeah.
They reward whatever it is they think is success.
Well, and that's
so you get this like layer of people who are not good human beings. I mean, Hollywood, I call them the 90 percenters, right?
Yeah.
Because 90% of the people I've interacted with in Hollywood are wastes of space.
Yeah.
And if they were in any other profession, they would be unemployed.
Right.
But Hollywood is more than happy to employ assholes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy,
well,
but it's like,
point,
yeah, yeah.
But to your point, it's like people can be a quote unquote waste of space, but if they are getting the performance results, and I don't mean like physical performance, I mean the way that their project is performing in the public, if that is a great enough number, people will keep working with them. But Netflix's stuff, all of their content, isn't performance based.
Yeah.
We have an expectation.
Yeah, they're
for
feeding.
This.
They're feeding a beast.
Yes, but it's like we for this whatever this project is, whatever this movie is, we have an expectation for it. If it meets that expectation, we will continue to make this show.
Yep.
It has nothing to do with if
super blows up and super succeeds.
Exactly, it has nothing to do with that. If a show is a small show and it meets just its small show expectation, they will continue making it.
Yep.
It doesn't matter it didn't blow up.
Yep.
And so you're kind of getting it, what's nice about that is like creators get to have a better chance at Netflix.
But, oh, yeah.
But hopefully it'll get rid of that quote unquote waste of space.
Well, the unfortunate problem is that they.
Why are you zipping
you
your lips?
Yeah.
Well, then say it. Why aren't you saying it? Why?
Because.
I don't understand.
This is a personal issue for me.
No, but the problem is that. First off, I truly think that there's a world in which their companies like Netflix will really flatten out the world of the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
But I also think, you know, we all win when there are more Netflix of the world, right? Because we get Stranger Things.
Yeah,
we
that's
get
true.
Yeah. All of these other things like Godless and like all these things that like you wouldn't be able to do on a network
correct.
Television yeah. show because network has a whole other layer of shit. Like one of the other things is you can say or do whatever you want on yeah. a Netflix show because they're not beholden to yeah. middle America's standards. Like they're actually
that's
like you know, standards and practices, yeah. like lawyers that say, no, you can't say
right.
oh, yeah.
elbow in that way. What?
Oh yeah.
And it's like, great. So now the whole show is different because we're like not allowed to say that right. on air. Whereas Netflix is like, what's the Dude. Best way to do this? Do it that way.
Yeah.
yeah
you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Just on a personal note, like our show on Netflix, like it's a cartoon, it's a show for kids, but they let us say whatever we wanted to. Like working with other studios, they say, we can't say the word stupid or do this. And
oh,
we would say, we would do all sorts of stuff on our Netflix show, which is great because they give you the freedom and the show comes out really awesome because
yeah.
you're
yeah.
not like held back. But yeah. So yeah, you're right. You get to see stuff you don't see. yeah.
I actually.
On, like, the,
visited
networks.
The Netflix
yeah.
offices
cool, huh?
just like a week or so ago.
Oh, yeah. They just bought new ones.
Yeah, they're being built. They're like
crazy.
But what I thought what was really cool, there's sort of a Google-esque vibe to it
oh.
In the sense that there's like just food everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like that you don't have to pay for. There's just food. Not to the extent of
yeah.
Google,
yeah,
but
yeah,
still.
Yeah.
But also yeah. no one there has an office.
Interesting.
It is all open workspaces. And you show up for the day and you decide on what floor and where you want to work. And you just sit at that space and that's where you work for the day. And when you come
Weird.
Back the next day, you pick someplace else. Because they have this whole, and they have all these gorgeous open air spaces too. So
yeah.
you're like, you're not like in a dark hole somewhere. It's like you're getting fresh air and sunlight and all that kind of stuff.
yeah.
The only, I think there are two people who work at Netflix who are like the top guys who they have offices.
Yeah.
But that's actually solely for... to keep appearances for meetings.
Yeah.
Like if they have Will Smith coming in to talk
Funny.
About a movie, it's like you can come to my office as opposed to just being
yeah.
in a conference room or something like that.
Yeah.
But even those two guys, apparently, if they don't have those kind of meetings, are wandering around.
Crazy.
Like no one stays in their place. And it's kind of a cool
yeah.
environment.
I love that idea.
Like the lobby?
Oh, yeah,
cool
the lobby's
screens.
Cool. Yeah. But I also look around and I'm like, how does my $10 a month contribute to this?
yeah, exactly.
It's pretty ridiculous. Yeah, it's...
Yeah, I'm going to eat my $10 worth of food, you fuckers.
Yeah.
I'm getting
oh,
it back.
I did.
I'm
I did.
It back.
I had sushi.
Yeah. Ooh.
Great. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Interesting.
All praise
Should
Netflix.
Should we get to an email?
Yeah, because we're probably like already
oh, yeah,
way deep into it.
We did the show.
Sorry,
this show
guys.
Is just about Netflix.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it worked. 21
yeah.
in.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Well, yeah.
All right, so this is a follow-up from 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Three people ago. Remember
three
we
people.
Talked
oh,
about
yeah,
this?
That
three
the world
people
is
ago?
Three people. Or not the world.
Yeah.
the United States.
yeah.
Who's this from?
Get ready for this.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, 4-H crew, it's Dale.
Hi, Dale.
Hi, Allison.
Hey.
After you guys were talking about how the U.S. is only three people old last week, which is amazing.
Yeah.
I remembered reading that two... of President John Tyler's grandsons are still alive.
Oh.
John Tyler, 10th president of the United States.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Tyler was born in 1790. He was the 10th president of the United States. And 174 years later, two of his grandsons
That's
are
crazy.
Still alive.
Wow.
Two of his grandsons.
So, yeah.
yeah.
That's okay. fucked up.
How old are they, does it say?
It doesn't say, but yeah. probably old.
It's not fucked up. It's just 21. Insane.
How insane is that?
It's so
Enough
crazy.
To be fucked up.
Between John Tyler, his son Leon Tyler, and his grandson Harrison Tyler, they basically span the entire history of the United
that
States.
Is
wow.
Crazy.
Isn't what? That nuts?
I was yeah. actually talking about this with someone last night, and because I was like, the United States is only three people old, or whatever.
How drunk were you last night?
No.
Hey,
I wasn't.
Like,
we're not drinking.
Listen to me.
Yeah. Listen to how many people.
So, but he was like, yeah, what's even crazier to think is like, Gone with the Wind
mm-hmm.
was shot in 1940, 39, which was only like 50 years after the Civil War.
Oh,
meaning
crazy.
People who were
crazy.
There are people who are probably in or worked on that movie who were alive during the Civil War.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's so crazy.
Like
Allison,
it feels like the Civil War is so long ago, but then you're like, yeah. It's not all that long.
Yeah.
Ago. It's only one and a half people.
Jesus. The whole thing. History is fucked up.
Yeah.
But also the acceleration of tech, really, to be honest, yeah. is like the thing that's really crazy. I mean, if you think about like for us, the internet's not even barely 20 years old.
Isn't that crazy?
No, I know.
You know what I mean? Like 99 or 98, when I moved to California, I had still like dial up.
Yeah.
But I was one of those guys that was weird because I started out, when I went to college, I've told the story 1,000 different places, but when I went to college, one of the things that blew my mind was that it was actually wired for Ethernet.
Yeah.
And so I had to go and buy a PCI Ethernet card because they don't come with Ethernet connections, your computers. Yeah. What the fuck is Ethernet, right?
Right.
And so I got it and plugged it in, and all of a sudden the internet was like, there and yeah. it was fast, and I was like, "What is this?"
It was quote
world
unquote
thing?
Fast.
Yeah. No. Well. Yeah. Yeah. It was quote unquote fast.
Yeah. 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 I mean, like, think about it. Our parents were alive when we landed someone on the moon, and then also got smartphones.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and smartphone technology really is like the tricorder from
right.
Like we all envisioned the tricorder being the thing that had the information.
Yeah.
But it's like. It could very easily have just communicated with the ship, and the ship had the information. You know what I mean? Like, they were never really that far away that they couldn't probably...
Right.
I mean, they could fucking teleport through space. I think you could probably have a Wi-Fi connection that goes to your ship or whatever the hell their connection is. So if you think about it, it's like our phones are basically tricorders.
Yeah.
I saw this really funny meme the other day that was like... 90s teachers must be kicking themselves, quote, it's not like you're going to be walking around with a calculator in your pocket.
Right. Yes,
like,
I am.
Everybody on the planet is.
Yep.
Does your watch have FaceTime?
No, it has walkie-talkie, though.
Oh,
which
okay.
is super cool.
But don't they have FaceTime now?
There's no camera in
I thought
there.
Okay. No. But the new one's coming out, right?
No, this is the new one. There's no camera, whatever. But you can chat. I mean, like, you can literally have a phone conversation.
Well, just talking. You want to see me when you're talking to me?
I mean, yeah.
You want to see my pert face?
I guess so.
Okay.
Your FaceTime Harrison Ford Popeye face?
I'm not a big fan of FaceTime. Because where I want to hold my phone comfortably is the worst angle of your face.
That's why I only FaceTime when I'm like lying down on my couch so the phone's above
yep,
me.
Yep.
Because then I look good.
Lengthens yeah. your frame.
Yeah. But yes. like I feel like the only reason why video conferencing or like video calls will work in the future is like the video call phone booth. But then it's like all that just so I can fucking look at the person. Like just put in headphones and call my phone.
Just call them.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, Alex.
Let's get to a story. Okay, story. Well, let's talk about the future.
Oh, I like
future.
That.
Let's do that.
Future.
Okay, this is fun. Children. Amazon reportedly killed an AI recruitment system because it couldn't stop the tool from discriminating against women.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So they used...
What? That is fucked.
Yeah. So
who do I have to fight? What robot?
Well, they stopped it. They stopped it.
God, speaking of, you guys saw the
parkour robot?
Yeah, Boston, whatever. Yeah.
Boston Dynamics.
Dynamics
man.
That fucking robot. Ridiculous. Like, people are like, I don't even think I could do that.
No.
Well, first off, we're going to, I mean, like, G-forces is not a thing on them.
Yeah.
Like, they could just drop from a fucking 10 stories up and just land. And as long as the springs can suck up that kinetic energy and shoot it out its ass.
Farting robot.
Yeah.
Just farting
robot.
That'd
be amazing. If it was just like, we're sitting in here and all of a sudden we just hear, and I'd be like, oh my
God. All that kinetic energy just came out of its ass.
I think one of those giant attack robots that fell out of a plane and landed and farted all that kinetic energy
out
of its ass. It's like, we gotta like code in embarrassment just so they don't attack us.
Right.
You're like,
code in embarrassment.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I believe that was my friend.
Somebody stepped on a duck.
Yeah.
Somebody stepped on a duck.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I think I landed on a dog.
What?
Oh. You're like, the joke was.
What happened with the AI and Amazon?
So they basically were like, look, recruiting is the big thing. A lot of these companies, especially that are that big, like Amazon, you know, hiring is really the thing. They just have like 1,000 open job applications that just like get people through. So rather than having humans go through all of this stuff, they have all the back resumes for all the people they've ever hired,
right?
As well as the people that they did not hire.
Yeah.
So they took all of the people's resumes that they hired, so and put them into this machine.
Look for these kind of people.
And then took all the things that they hadn't hired,
yeah,
and put in and said, these are the people we didn't hire.
Yeah.
And they started, the machine just started spitting out all men.
Oh, I see. People. So the discrimination actually came prior to
the
AI.
And they kept trying to change it.
Yeah.
But the problem was the AI was so good at picking up what was the difference between person A that you didn't hire and person B that you did hire.
Right.
So they were picking up little idiosyncratic exchanges.
Yes.
Like one of the things was women's. Whenever they saw the word woman's in it, so like I was on the board of a woman's charity, or like I was on the blah, blah, blah. Also, there were two all-female colleges that they started just going like, nope, nobody from this college, because they figured out that they didn't hire people from this college.
So it really is just, it's really shining a mirror on Amazon's hiring practices, not the AI's.
Yeah, and also things like certain words like executed and captured were words that were they rated really high, but those are words that men use to describe their past. I captured a whole vertical of clients based on a new thing.
I executed
this
program
on this, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Whereas women aren't as aggressive with their language,
right?
Just subconsciously.
Wow.
And so they basically just said, we got to shut it down, because as they tried to fix it, it would just readjust to the bias.
Oh my gosh. Crazy. That's insane.
Crazy, right?
Also, you need to take a hard look at yourself, Amazon.
That's just globally.
I actually saw this pretty funny tweet the other day that was like, this one was like, ladies, don't feel bad about letting men buy you drinks. There's a pay gap they owe you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah.
Amazing.
If we made the same amount of money, fine. You don't have to buy me a drink.
That
but
is
we
so
don't.
Funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really interesting. But oh, by the way, how was the Doctor Who thing?
Oh, I can talk about it now.
Yeah. I was like, as I asked, I was like, I hope you can, but it was on television, I'm sure.
I signed all these NDAs. I wasn't allowed to talk about it ahead of time.
I realized that because I was like, now there's even like news articles about somebody saying, I know that I'm making equal pay, because there was actually a news article where, was it Jodie Whittaker? What's her name?
Yeah, Jodie Whittaker.
Jodie Whittaker was like, I can guarantee I am making as much as any of the other doctors.
Good.
And it was like, that's newsworthy.
Yeah.
That she's getting paid
equal.
Like,
yes.
What? But anyway, that reminded me to
It was really cool. If you caught it, then you know, the new Doctor Who, I just realized I get to watch a new episode tonight.
Yeah.
As we're recording this.
By the way,
what?
When we got the screen.
Yes.
When we bought the screen, we were like, we had to test it. So we had it pumped up in the living room.
The outdoor theater screen.
And we watched Attack the Block.
Oh,
Jodie Whittaker's in it.
Oh, that's right. Jodie
Whittaker.
She's the
girl.
In that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I only know that because I had just watched the new Doctor Who.
Yeah.
And then I was watching it and I was like, is that the fucking Doctor?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, that's amazing.
So you got the Doctor and you got Finn in that movie.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
But it was cool. So BBC America had me do they had this like Doctor Who kickoff party or launch party.
Watch party.
Is that it? Yeah, but I got to be on a panel and like go to this little party and then like talk about the show after we watched it, which was, you know, it was just cool. I mean, like, I'm a huge fan of the show.
Yeah.
And it was just awesome to get to be like a little special part of Jodie's launch.
Yeah.
And I just think she's the coolest. Yeah. Like, I was watching, I don't know if the episode itself is like one of my favorite Doctor Who episodes ever, but I think her part and her performance in it, I'm like, fuck yes, I am ready for this Doctor.
You know?
That's cool.
Yeah, the ending was awesome too. I was like, that fucking sucks.
Yeah, I know. It's like, you're all
let's see what that is.
I guess I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah.
But there is this little thing that I don't know if this actually made it into the panel discussion, but if you've already watched the episode, and this isn't a huge spoiler alert, but when she's taking a nap, when she's sort of like still in the process of regenerating, there's that little bit of regeneration that floats off of her and floats out the window. And people are like, what's that? And then it is never resolved in that episode.
No.
So I'm convinced that thing is going to have something to do with how they find the TARDIS again. Or get the TARDIS back.
I'm going to say it was Christopher Eccleston, because didn't he like hate being Doctor Who? And he's like, get me out of here.
Yeah, he only did
like
one
Christopher
season.
Eccleston?
He was the reboot. He was the first.
No, I know.
Like
when they
the beginning. I think to be honest, my gut is he was like, oh, this is fun, this esoteric British show that like was famous in the 50s and 60s and 70s. Like, nobody's going to give a shit about this. And then all of a sudden he was like, oh, this is a new cultural phenomenon.
Yeah.
Smoke bomb.
Yeah.
I want to go and do like
Heroes.
Weird stuff.
Did Heroes after that. It made the TV show
right.
Heroes.
Oh,
he
did.
Invisible Man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And
well,
then he
was in The Leftovers.
He was in The Leftovers. Yeah. And then he was like the bad guy in G.I. Joe, right?
Oh,
did
yeah,
he play Cobra Commander?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Was Cobra Commander?
I think so, yeah.
Oh my gosh, I didn't realize
Cobra
that.
Cobra Commander.
Wait, I thought, wasn't Joseph Gordon-Levitt Cobra Commander?
Yeah. So he was.
Oh, he might have been.
Not Destro.
Destro? Was he Destro?
I think so.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Because I'm almost positive Destro. Joseph Gordon-Levitt was.
Yeah, I mean. Have I, like, when did I see the G.I. Joe movie?
I saw the first one,
and I was like, oh, you took all the G.I. Joe-ness out of it. Great. Yeah, yeah, like, let's just throw away the G.I. Joe and use the name. Like,
wow. Yeah.
Like, but Channing Tatum is so dreamy.
He is.
Yeah, they're not just all super, like, where are the super suit?
I still
like
it.
Now you're a super soldier.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That. Yeah.
I was like, but no, where's Roadhog?
Where's, like, the normal people?
Yeah, where's the guy whose job is the specific thing? And that's, you need that person to solve the thing.
Where's the guy who can only ski?
Yeah.
I had that guy.
Yeah. Scheming Jim.
That's all he
Where's
do.
Where's the guy who can only ski?
Yeah. He's just like.
None of the other G.I. Joes can ski.
My favorite would be like, you go run across the thing and it's this guy going, scap, 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 scap. And they're like, Scheming Jim, get rid of the fucking skis. He's like, I can only ski.
I don't know how to run.
And they're like, quick, he's running down that snowy cliff. I've got this.
Fensler.
You're not looking down.
Fensler?
Fensler.
Oh, Fensler.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, wait.
Snow job. Still
amazing.
A poor choice for a name, but I love it. Snow
job. Oh my gosh, snow job. I think that's his call name, but Fensler is his name.
Who was the ninja guy who was shirtless the whole time? Was Bruce Lee?
No, not Bruce Lee.
He was basically like
but it wasn't.
Artist.
There was Snake Eyes, but, and then there was his brother. Fuck, what was Snake Eyes?
Well,
it was the white guy.
Yeah, I'm not thinking of those guys. I'm thinking of the
other guy. Harlan W. Moore is his name. I don't know where Fensler
the actual, like, guy.
There was a G.I. Joe guy who was a martial artist.
Snow job.
Crazy. You remember?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I just remember Tunnel Rat. That was the one
that
I loved.
Tunnel Rat. Oh, anyway. Snow job was a major Olympic biathlon contender.
Oh, so he could ski and shoot.
Yeah.
How else would you get in the Army?
Skiing.
If you couldn't shoot.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
I think we did it.
Did we do it?
Yeah.
Are we there already?
Yes.
Oh, shit. We are there already.
Yes.
I got really into G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe.
Cool. G.I. Joe is there. G.I. Joe. Anyway, that's it. If you want to email us.
Anyway,
that's it.
Email us at halfhourhappyhourfans@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, halfhourhappyhr. Subscribe to us on whatever you listen to us on, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, in tune. What the fuck is it?
In tune. Whatever the fuck.
Whatever.
I'm done.
This show is over. I'm Allison Hayslip.
Brain games.
And that's it for this week's episode of, I almost said, I'm Allison Hayslip and you've just been fed. Wow, that was like a callback.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's it for this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour with Allison and Alex. I'm Allison Hayslip.
And I'm Alex Albrecht. Sitting in with us, as always, the lovely and talented Tom. Super Volcano Cryo.
Go, Joe.
Popeye.